This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Yugma conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Yugma, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first of its kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry, and innovators. It will contribute to the country's innovative journey, driven by a collaborative project of around 1,400 crore rupees with joint investment from the Vadhwani Foundation and government institutions. More from our correspondent.
The conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in the country's innovation ecosystem, strengthen academia-industry-government partnerships, and accelerate innovation aligned with the vision of Vikasit Bharat. In line with Prime Minister's vision of a self-reliant and innovation-led India, various key projects will be initiated during the conclave. The conclave will also include high-level roundtables and panel discussions involving government officials, top industry and academic leaders. With Bhupendra Singh, Saklena for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with UK's Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in London yesterday to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties and bilateral trade. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranveer Jaiswal said that the talks on the free trade agreement between India and the UK are being relaunched and both sides are committed to moving the agreement forward. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a meeting with district magistrates from across the state to review the arrangements for the Char Dham Yatra 2025, which is scheduled to begin tomorrow. In a social media post, Mr. Dhami said, devotees will be able to have darshan of Baba Kedar at Kedarnath Dham from the 2nd of May. The registration for Char Dham Yatra 2025 also began yesterday. Special counters are being set up for specially abled individuals, senior citizens and foreign nationals. Moreover, 20 free registration counters have been established. Uttarakhand government has made elaborate arrangements to manage the influx of devotees for the annual pilgrimage, which draws thousands to the sacred sites of Yamunotri, Gangotri, Kedarnath and Badrinath. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis has said that hosting Waves 2025 is a matter of great pride for Maharashtra and has appealed to the citizens to visit the event, which will be held in Mumbai from the 1st to the 4th of May. He described Waves as a major opportunity to showcase India's creative excellence on the global stage, emphasizing the importance of the creative economy and its potential to generate employment and opportunities. He reaffirmed the commitment to establish Mumbai as the capital of the global entertainment industry.
We are committed to establishing Mumbai as the capital of the global entertainment industry and to provide a world-class platform for artists, creators and innovators.
The BJP has announced the name of P. Venkata Satyanarayana as its candidate for the ensuing by-election to the Rajya Sabha from Andhra Pradesh. The name of the candidate was finalized by the BJP Central Election Committee yesterday. India's industrial production growth, measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, accelerated to 3% in March as compared to revised growth rate of 2.7% in February. The Vatican has announced that the secret conclave to elect a successor to the late Pope Francis will begin on the 7th of next month. The decision was reached during a session of the Congregation for Cardinals, which is currently managing the transition following Pope Francis's death on April the 21st. As tradition dictates, the voting will be held in the Sistine Chapel, which was closed to tourists yesterday to allow for preparations. On to some sports news. In badminton, India will face Indonesia today in a crucial must-win Group D match at the BWF Sudirman Cup Finals in Xiaoman, China. In IPL T20 cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's historic century alongside Yashasvi Jaiswal's unbeaten 70-saw Rajasthan Royals register an emphatic 8-win wicket victory over Gujarat Titans. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Kolkata Knight Riders in New Delhi at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.